this game. So let's start with the three keys in favor of Ubley. Number one, this offense of New Lothrop is very, very good. So I think for Ubley, number one, they got to control the clock. And they do that very well with their running game. They run the football very well. Defensively, they're very stingy. So I think controlling the clock won't be an issue for Ubley, but that is very important. Number two, they're going to have to finish drives. New Lothrop is going to score some points. I know the Bearcat defense is very good, but New Lothrop finds ways to score. They are offense first. So for Ubley, they need to finish their own drives to stay with them on the scoreboard. And last but not least, we've seen both these teams come running on the field at the same time. It's very clear that Ubley is going to be undersized from here on out, if they haven't been undersized all year long. So they're going to have to win the battle in the trenches, stay tough, and create just enough running room for those quick tailbacks to get up into the backfield and get those chunk yards that we always look for, the 6, 7, 8 yard runs at a time, and really put this New Lothrop Hornets defense on their heels.
We are 7 minutes away from kicking off the regional championship in Division 7 between the Ubley Bearcats and the New Lothrop Hornets. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network presentation with Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Doug Cole. And we'll be back after this. It's time for one last break, and then we'll kick things off from Chesaning, Michigan on Sports Radio 102.1.
It's Black Friday all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25. Get a brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD Crew Cab, standard box four-wheel drive LT, just $42,670 after savings of $88.95. A brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 double cab standard box four-wheel drive custom, just $32,626 after savings of $85.04. Tax, title, and license extra. Some restrictions apply. See detailer for details and red hot Black Friday savings all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades. So they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
It's Black Friday all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25. Get a brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD regular cab long box four-wheel drive work truck, just $36,114 after savings of $42,11. A brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 double cab standard box four-wheel drive LT, just $40,960 after savings of $3,500. Tax, title, and license extra. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details and red hot Black Friday savings all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
So proudly we hailed at right arms through the perilous high, for the ramparts we watched, winds so gallantly streaming, and the rockets regular, the bombs bursting in their gay proof through the night.
A beautiful complex, a beautiful national anthem, and a beautiful day from Chesaning, Michigan. Good afternoon and welcome to the regional championship on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey with your call. To my right, our in-game analysis, Dave Hansen. To our left is our director of sports information, Doug Cole. Dave Hansen, first thoughts from today.
Well, how about this, man? This stadium, this whole thing is absolutely perfect. It's been all been renovated in the past couple years. A lot of money put into this, but it has turned out fantastic. I mean, the whole field, everything is flawless. They even have our own booth here for us.
Yes, we do. Current conditions in Chesaning, Michigan are 47 degrees with sunny skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening and afternoon. Winds are out of the west-southwest at 13 miles per hour and gusting up to 18 miles an hour, as you heard during the national anthem. Visibility is at 10 miles. Their barometric pressure is dropping at 30.38 inches, and the dew point is at 30. It feels like it's 41 degrees out. The humidity is at 53%. Sunset is at 5:08 this evening, and we're currently in a waxing crescent moon phase. So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful day for football. On November 12th, 2016, we have 9 hours and 48 minutes of daylight. That's it. We've lost 3 hours and 23 minutes of daylight since our first broadcast of the season. Ubley won the toss and he's elected to defer, or actually, that comes off the tongue so nicely.
It does.
Ubley won the toss and he's elected to receive. So back deep for the Ubley Bearcats, that would be number 37, Nathan Keller, and number 20, Derek Brown. So New Lothrop will be kicking off. We apologize in advance. New Lothrop's jerseys are very difficult. They're in their home black uniforms, white stripes on their shoulders, but beyond that, you cannot see their numbers. They are hollowed out numbers in gray. So we're going to have our hands full today. And kicking off for the New Lothrop Hornets is number 3, Mason Ruddy. He's a running back, defensive back, punter, kicker. He even does windows. Kicking off right to left across your radio. There's the kick, and it goes with the wind at his back all the way down to the 7-yard line, picked up by Keller, and the mass is a 4. Keller going to the left side, and New Lothrop scoops him up at the 20-yard line. Forward progress has him stopped there. So it'll be an 80-yard field to work with for the Ubley Bearcats, moving left to right across your radio as Matt Mychek and the Bearcats huddle up and try to get this offense rolling.
Austin Wendling makes the tackle on special teams for New Lothrop.
New Lothrop on defense. Ubley with 11:53 left in the first quarter. First drive, first play of this regional championship in Division 7. Working off the left hash, Mychek serving the prairie. New Lothrop bringing 10 men into the box, and it's a handoff right up the middle. Diving forward would be Derek Brown. He gets out to the 25 for a 5-yard gain for the Bearcats. It's a second down, 5 to go, and brought down by number 5, Colin Mulcahy for New Lothrop out of the secondary.
McCauley, he pays defensive back. He will also hear his name at running back occasionally, but he comes up. Derek Brown gets through that big defensive line, gets up into the linebacking core where it took a defensive back to bring him down.
There's the snap, and it's a handoff this time to the left side, and it's a handoff to Jonathan Brandle, and he moves the pile out to the 29-yard line. That's going to be a 4-yard gain. He's still shy of that first down marker by about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. And he's brought down by number 20, Jody Quatterer, the defensive back, junior for the Hornets. Third down and short to go for Ubley.
So far, both teams feeling out processes beginning. Running run to Brown, run to Brandle, very typical. Keep in mind, your Ubley Bearcats, they run the wing tee. They have Derek Brown on the left and Jonathan Brandle on the right with Nathan Keller in the middle.
Mychek, it's the snap. And it's a handoff right at the middle. Derek Brown keeps the head down, and he's all the way out to the 31-yard line, and that'll be enough to move the chains for the Ubley Bearcats, first and 10. Brought down by number 6, Luke Krupp, a linebacker core for New Lothrop. First and 10 from the 31.
Yeah, just power football there. That's what Ubley Bearcats provides. They may be undersized,